Hello, everyone. This is Steve Martin. Welcome to Stars on Tap. Today is June the 24th, 2014. Our very special guests today are the ladies of the Supremes, Cherie Payne and Susie Green. They have re-released a brand new album that came out actually in 79. They're releasing to CD. They have a new show that they want to promote in the Los Angeles area. I'll give you that information in just a moment. I'm really glad to have these ladies on. Let's go ahead and get you that information real quick, and then we'll start talking to these ladies at the Sheraton Hotel in by the Los Angeles International Airport in Los Angeles, California. You can call 213-494-1291 and reserve your tickets. This show is going to sell out pretty quick. We're going to have Charlo on the show from earlier, and Charlo is the opening act, and we have some other people that we're going to talk about as well. And Charlo Crossley is now a good friend of mine, and you'll hear her show just prior to this one. So welcome, ladies. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi,
Steve.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Enjoying this summer.
Yes, we are. Beautiful sunny California.
Yes, ma'am. And it's been really hot here. How about there?
Yes, it's hot here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where are you, Steve?
I'm in Lexington, Kentucky.
Ooh, I thought I denoted that southern accent.
Oh, no. Before we start talking about this CD release, give us a little bit of an idea how each of you came to be one of the Supremes.
Well, actually, I joined the Supremes in 1973 under the auspices of Lamont Dozier, who was one of the partners in Holland Dozier Holland's songwriting team at Motown, who wrote most of the hits, just about all the hits for the Supremes and the Four Tops.
Mm-hmm.
And they had left Motown and had formed their own record company, and I was under their label in a group called The Glass House. Well, it just so happened in the summer of 73, Lamont came out to California on business, and he ran into Mary Wilson at the party, and she said Jean Terrell, who had replaced Diana Ross in 1970, had just left the group, and they were looking for a new singer to take her place. So we told her about me, because we were dating at that time. And so I talked with Mary, and flew on out a couple of days later, and the rest is history. I was in. So I sang with Mary and Cindy Bird songs.
Right.
And then in 76,
my mother, who was on the executive board of the Beverly Hills branch of the NAACP, was friends with Bob Jones, who was in charge of publicity at Motown. And Bob told my mom that Cindy was leaving, and asked her if I'd be interested in meeting with Mary Wilson and Cherie Payne. And, of course, I said yes.
How could you not?
They were out of town. They were out of town at the time, I remember. And I remember I went up to Mary's home and met her and met Cherie. And they were just so lovely to me. You know, I know it was a very difficult time because they were such close friends with Cindy. But, you know, things always happen for a reason, and I'm just so grateful to have been included in that glorious, glorious company. So I signed a contract with Supremes, Inc., and then with Motown, and we started recording. They had already been recording the album, the High Energy album, and I remember they asked me to come to the studio one night, and Barry Gordy was there. So, and they asked if I would sing parts for Let My Heart Do the Walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I sang, of course, and then they combined all of our voices together in their genius magic way that they knew,
mm-hmm.
and that was our first album.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very exciting time. You know, I, of course, had been in Wonder Love with Stevie Wonder, and before that with Ray Charles as Raylette, and a lot of other things. You know, we've both done a lot of work. And, of course, as we went forward and we learned, you know, I got to wear all those fabulous $10,000 gowns, some of which had a life of their own, 35 pounds.
That's right.
Just been away.
That's awesome.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, being included in that company.
They stepped right on in and took charge. She filled that spot so well. It was just wonderful.
Yeah. One sad thing that happened very early on when I had joined the group was that Florence Ballard passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was a very traumatic time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Mary was so deeply affected because it was, you know, it represented the end of an era for
mm-hmm.
them, of her childhood friend and,
mm-hmm.
and their beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the no hit the dreams to the only group that has ever existed that had 12 number ones.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
That's a lot of hits.
That's right. That's a lot of hits. That's right.
Do you, with your Supreme Partners live show coming up July 5th, tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see at that show.
Well, you're going to hear a lot of the songs from the Partners album, which is now on CD.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Andy Scarro, and Russell Motown.
George Solomon.
Kevin
Reeves. They remixed it and remastered it lovingly.
Yay! And it was re-released through Japan, Universal Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And as Susie had mentioned in another conversation, that it was due to the fans, so many fans calling in and writing in
yes.
and requesting that it be put on CD. So all these years ago, from 1979 when it was originally released on an album, now it's come to fruition on a CD.
For the first time ever.
First time ever.
Here. We're celebrating this
mm-hmm.
song. We're going to do several of the songs
yes.
on the show,
mm-hmm.
but we'll do other things as well. We'll do some of the songs that we sang together in the Supremes,
yes.
and we will also do some of our own personal favorite ballads and things,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's going to be good fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be awesome. That's great. I'd love to be out there and see that.
Come on! Yeah, come on! We'd love to have you. We're also going to have Bryant McGill, who is a peace advocate and is an activist for peace and a best-selling author. He's going to give away 500 books for our audience, so we're very, very excited about that.
Absolutely.
He's going to speak on peace, and we're going to talk about the effects that music has on peace.
Yes. Music is healing, you know. It transcends so many generations, racial groups, no matter what.
That's universal.
It really does, and it can bring you back to a time and a place where, you know, things were different for you, and you were growing up, and everything was all good, and you know, and
yeah,
takes your problems away for a little bit, and puts you back in a different time when we didn't have the instant gratification of these computers that I have seemed to have trouble with.
Yeah.
And,
back to a happy place.
Exactly. When a transistor radio and an earplug was all it took to make you happy. You didn't need everything else.
It's true.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's why we always say, you know, everybody has a special song for a special time in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Something that takes them to that special place in their heart.
That's right.
And that's why it transcends all language. You know,
we all have
the human condition
of
music and how it affects us.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely does. Like I was telling you earlier, I do physical therapy in a hospital, and I use my interviews with folks like you all to take people's mind off their problems. And as soon as I start talking about some of my friends that I've talked to on here, you know, they can sit and remember some of those songs and they'll start singing them or talking about it. And the next thing you know, they don't hurt so much and they don't feel so bad.
That's heartwarming.
It is.
It just, you know, it's the way I have to reach out to people and to try to let them see that you know, people can have dreams. And even at 55 years old, I'm realizing a dream right this minute that I can do these things. You know, with
you know,
God's help.
We believe in dreaming big and
that's
going
right.
for what you're passionate about.
That's
very important to us.
Well, you know, it does help people, and it does take their mind off their problems. And even if it's just for a minute, you know, it's well worth that time. And I continue to bring those memories back to people that need those that help and that sort of thing. And I really appreciate that as well. And we also have Charlotte Crossley
yes.
as a
helping for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I spoke with Charlo.
Wonderful, and she's a dear friend of mine, too.
I spoke with Charlo earlier, and she's such a wonderful person, and being able to recount all of her history and that sort of thing is just an amazing thing.
Fantastic. We were in 20 Feet from Stardom together, you know, and that has touched so many people's lives. It was a feature documentary and won the Academy Award. And I'm so grateful. I wouldn't have known Charlotte. You know, so many of those things I wouldn't have known if not for that happening.
Wow.
That just shows how things happen, you
That's
know.
Right.
You know, that was a great video. I sat outside last night under the stars and watched it with my wife. And 20 Feet from Stardom, you know, has so much information and so much this and so much that. It's just really so hard to gather or take it all in. You know, it's something that I think you probably should watch two or three times at least and catch all of the nuances and the subtle things that you might have missed before. And you know, for people my age, we've sat and listened to these songs for years. And I think, and I probably didn't realize it, and maybe till I talked to Charlo or even last night, that I think you listen maybe more to the backup singers,
yeah,
the background
right.
things that are going on a record, just as well as you do with with the artists themselves. And you guys
right.
come in there, and maybe they don't know where they want to take this song or what they want to put in this song. And without reading music, you guys can just come in and take over and put it out there, you know, and make it up. You make it up as you go, and what a talent that is.
And that's what happened in a lot of cases. The backgrounds were made up as they went along, and somebody had an idea for something. They heard something maybe a little differently than what they originally had in mind, and they put that in, and everybody loved it. Sometimes the backgrounds make the songs.
True, it's what people remember so much, you know. Sarah, please tell him the story about the session that we did with Quincy Jones.
Oh, yes. This was after the Supremes had been retired, and Susay and I were on our own. That's when we did the Partners album. Well, shortly thereafter, Quincy Jones called us to do a background session for him. And James Ingram was on the session, and another young man who commented, I can see his face right now, saying he was just smiling. He was just so happy to see and meet Susay and me. And he said, oh, I just love your Partners, your new Partners album. I'm so happy to meet you. I said, oh, we're happy to meet you. Because he had just gotten a hit on his own. And he said that every record company had turned him down until he got to this record company. And he got this huge hit. And that young man was Luther Vandross.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you know, sometimes I wonder how many of these artists, you know, like you were just mentioned, Luther, that had the talent and everything to go with it, but never got discovered. How many Elvises have we missed? How many Michael Jacksons and Elvis and all these people have we missed those?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just the way life is, I guess, and there's nothing we can do about that. But.
It struck such a chord with people because all of us, you know, are background singers in life in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes the foundation of people working as a team,
mm-hmm.
and some people work in the background to make things happen. Some people are out front. But we as people can recognize ourselves in that scenario,
mm-hmm.
just in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing thing, but the background thing with the 20 Feet from Stardom, it's an amazing video. And were you both in there? I don't remember exactly.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Susay was.
Okay.
Charlo was.
Okay. That's what
I enjoyed.
Thinking.
I enjoyed the film. I felt like I was in it.
Yeah.
I knew just about everybody in it, and it was just so amazing when I saw it, because I didn't even know they were in it until I sat there, and then they were on the screen. It's like, yay!
No, it's just nothing. Actually, when we started working on Supreme Partners Live,
mm-hmm.
it was because Charlo and Dr. Mabel John suggested that maybe we should start doing some shows together. And I said, well, we should, because Partners was going to come out, that Sherry and I should do something. And it graduated, you know, it went on, and that's when we talked about it and decided, well, let's celebrate Supreme Partners Live in a show. where we sing these songs that people worked so hard to bring back to us. Mm-hmm. First time ever released on CD. You know, it was a really big deal to us. Mm-hmm. So we're overjoyed because, you see, as women in the industry, it was quite an impact to have the opportunity to be producers, to write our own music, to do arranging, and work with Eugene McDaniel as associate producers, you know, and work on this great music that are songs that are so close to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big deal to
mm-hmm.
us. So we're very, very grateful to be here at this spot in this time.
That's right. Still being remembered.
Mm.
Well, how could you be forgotten?
I
mean, honestly. You know, that's just not something I ever considered, that we could forget things like this. Are you all at this show at the Los Angeles International Airport? Are you going to be able to sign some memorabilia for fans and things
that's,
as they?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, that's part of it.
Bring it on!
We have a pink carpet. We're going to create tremendous photo ops for our fans and friends and family
mm-hmm.
who come out. And, you know, we have all kinds of things to talk about and
mm-hmm.
laugh about. And a lot of the people, you have to realize, we've known these people for years and years and years.
Right,
they followed us around the world to shows. It's quite gratifying,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see these same people, and they still have the passion for the music and still love it, and it's still part of their lives.
Yes,
that's
right.
The thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is so satisfying to
mm-hmm.
us.
I personally know of some fans who are flying in from
mm-hmm.
Texas. And
really?
Up Ohio,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. Canada,
yeah.
And as far away as Europe.
That's right.
Well, you know, you've got millions of fans. It doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised Mr. Obama's not there.
He's
going to be there. That would be awesome.
Come on. That would be so fun for us. We wouldn't be able to say
hold on.
So, are you planning on doing more shows other than just this one? Is there a tour thing you're working on, or how's this going?
It's going very well, you know, because we've had wonderful social media exposure and a lot of PR, a lot of buzz about this concert at
mm-hmm.
Sheraton Gateway LAX.
Mm-hmm.
It is just tremendous, the invitations that are coming around
mm-hmm.
from as far away as Israel, you know, around New York, around the whole United States. And we're planning to go up north in California and then head east.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this show wherever people will invite us.
Right.
We have a lot of people who are pulling for us right now to make it successful. So we're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glamorous show, and we've got these great songs and great musicians. We're having a ball, as you might imagine, rehearsing and laughing and giggling once again.
Mm-hmm. So this will be the kickoff.
That's right.
That's great. So so we'll be able to get pictures and get some memorabilia signed and hear some great music and the CD, I'm sure, will be able to bought there.
Yeah.
I think, and you know, it's available. It's available online.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon.com.
Okay.
All you have to do is Google it. You know,
okay.
Partner Cherry and Sassay, and it comes up in a lot of places all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I forgot about the new technology.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to learn how to use it. Like, I need to learn how to use it a little bit better. But, this is...
Well, we're jumping in. We're trying everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for classic artists, we realize that technology has given us resources and tools that we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to change, you know, you're able to actually take command of your career.
Mm-hmm.
You put it online. There are so many places that you can put it online. Around the world, it becomes available. And your fans can find you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a wonderful time to live in as far as musicians go. It puts it right squarely back in your control.
It does. And the thing is you know, if you have the website or you have, you know, the technology in front of you, your music is just as easy to get a hold of as any contemporary artists are.
That's
and
good, yeah.
You know, you can
right.
you can still get the music. You can, and there's so many things like on YouTube where you can get information about all these great artists and you all as well. It's just, it is an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
It sure is. It really
is. And,
creating your music. You know, I've just finished recording. I've got new music that's about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But you realize with what's available to you, you know, you can get out whatever it is that you want to present mm-hmm. and your way, and it's still in your control. Mm-hmm. You know, it's lovely.
It really is, and it's such an even playing field. You know, all you need to do is get the information out there, you know,
the
website name or whatever, and there are so many websites, I realize that, but, you know, if you're looking for some of your childhood heroes or people you grew up with or whatever, you know, it's just an amazing time to be able to, you know, with one click or two, you can go and relive so many things from the past.
That's what it's all about.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Before I let you ladies go, given all your successes and all the dreams that you've yet to realize, what are your thoughts and hopes?
Well, for me, this is Sherry speaking. My passion on the side, I shouldn't say side, no, I do this every day. I write screenplays,
mm-hmm.
and I have 18 feature-length screenplays, and I just need an agent to push them through. But I have a couple that have been placed with two smaller production companies. I'm just waiting to hear back for when they're ready to send a check and get the ball rolling. But in the meantime, that's what I do every day, and I love doing it. It used to be writing songs, but now it's writing screenplays. I can just emote and put so much into it, and it's almost like a thing.
Yeah.
And it takes me on another journey to another place, and to a happy place. That's where it takes me.
And Sherry's a really great writer.
Yes, she is.
She has she always had a tremendous turn of phrase in her songwriting, and is a really good storyteller. You know, she loves adventure, and she knows how to make it exciting. I can hear you in my head go, oh, excitement. You know, she's always been like that.
I love
it. She knows how to translate that to the page.
So what kind of plays?
All kinds of genres in my screenplays. I even have a vampire screenplay, believe it or not.
Oh, that's big right now, the vampires.
Yeah.
And these zombies that are supposed to take over the world. You know?
I know. But mine has a redemptive ending, though.
Yeah.
Good. Good guys win.
Winning me in.
Oh, yeah, they have to. All right.
That's right. Yeah.
Great.
So my passion go along the same lines. You know, I'll always be passionate about writing songs. I've been very lucky with the songs to collaborate with a lot of people, with a lot of young writers, and hip hop's been very kind to me. You know, people have sampled my songs over and over and over again, all kinds of artists, you know, so I feel very lucky to keep my hand in. I will always write and produce, you know, for myself and for other artists if I can. And then aside from that, I'm an artist, a painter. I do a lot of digital art, so that's always ongoing.
Sissé is a wonderful artist.
Thank you.
You see some of her paintings.
They're online.
As far as the song, she's being very modest. She won't mention that she wrote Free, Denise Williams' hit Free.
Right.
And I Can't Help Myself, that she co-wrote with Stevie Wonder, that
mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson recorded on his Off the Wall album.
Yeah, I Can't Help
Just to mention a few.
Gee.
These giant hits.
Well, it helps support my son.
All right.
You know, you send those checks to the door.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd recommend that to anybody. You got a passion?
You keep at it.
That's right.
Pursue your dreams and don't give up.
Absolutely.
Sissé's always encouraged me throughout the years, and I love her for that.
Thank you. Well, you were encouraging. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves, particularly when you're a creative person, you know, you have not always enough encouragement,
mm-hmm.
and that's everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I always felt, if I hear somebody that's really talented, you know, what skin is it off my back to tell them uplift, you know, and
mm-hmm.
keep doing that, it's so obvious how passionate Sherry is as a writer. It's so obvious. So why wouldn't I say, you know, your dreams, dream bigger. Go for it. You know, that agent will come to you. She's had a play just recently here in L.A. that was sold out, and it was very successful. All three nights. Just fantastic, you know. And you never know. With show business, you never know where it's going to take you. But you got to keep trying.
That's right.
One foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm delving into animation.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go into the game area and the animated film.
Oh, really?
We have our lovely grandchildren. And you have a responsibility, I think, to give them stories and things that they can look up to for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to us as women, as mothers, wives, and as grandmothers.
That's right.
Sure.
Well said.
That is so amazing. I mean, there's so many ways you ladies can go with the opportunities you've had and taken advantage of and the things that are coming ahead. You know, the road's still open to go wherever you want to go.
That's right.
Road's still open. I like that.
It's anybody's game.
It is. It really is. And it's just amazing that you all can still do what you're doing and bring out new stuff or stuff that's fairly new to most of us and make us more aware of it and give it to us so we can get out there and enjoy it and all. It's just, I'm just really honored to have you on. I just really can't,
aww.
I can't keep saying that enough, but
thank you for that, to talk to you.
So, before I let you go, tell us about your Facebook and your Twitter, maybe your website. Is it, SupremePartners.com?
Supreme Partners Live is our new website.
Okay.
And it's Supreme Partners, www.SupremePartnersLive.com.
Okay.
You can find everything that we're doing there.
Yep.
Aside from our individual Facebook pages, we have mine is Susay. Sherry's, of course, is Sherry Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a Twitter that is at Susay, at S-U-S-A-Y-E. And Sherry's is,
I have a Twitter, but I don't know what it is.
At Yanni.
At Yanni.
S-Y-N-E. Yes.
Yes.
So you can find us online. If you can't remember even the URL, you just Google Miss Payne and Google Partners, Sherry and Susay, and it will come up place after place after place.
Yes.
You can find us.
Mm-hmm. And as you can tell, Steve, I know nothing about technology. I just get on the computer and write my screen
time, right.
And I just learned how to cut and paste,
yeah.
And I can email.
That's awesome.
She's really got it under her belt.
Well, I didn't have any choice, you know. When I came back, because I lived in England for 10 years, when I came back to America, I knew I wanted to get into graphic design again. It was important to me. And I realized I didn't know, like, about digital art and things like that. So I had to learn pretty quickly. And we're lucky we know young people who will, you know, give us information, and that's how you feel your way. But I only know enough to get in trouble.
Just enough to get in trouble.
That little bit of knowledge, you know.
That is awesome.
But wow, you know, the technology's there. And we're going to use it, believe me. And we're going to come with new music to you,
yes,
too.
Yes, we are.
But let's get past Supreme Partners Live at the Sheraton Gateway, LAX, on July 5th. And we are going to bring the heat.
Yes,
remember,
we
said that.
Continue the 4th of July celebration.
That's awesome.
On the 5th.
Good enough. I really appreciate talking to you all. let me run through a couple of credits, and I'll let you ladies go, okay? All right. I need to let everybody know that Stars on Tap is brought to you by LexingtonBroadcasting.com for the best in top 40 country music on the Internet. I'd like to thank my wife, Betty, who's our technical advisor. If Miss Betty couldn't fix what I tore up, I wouldn't be able to sit here and talk to you all and bring you all these fabulous artists. I'd like to thank our co-producer, which is Ms. Rhea Roma. Ray has brought many great guests and so many talented artists that she just continues to do this, and we appreciate her for that as well. I'd like to mention Jimmy Lawson Space Coast Eye Radio in Merritt Island, Florida, for playing this show and a bunch of other great entertainment shows. I'd like to thank Big Dog Productions for hooking us up. I'd like to thank the Ardent Agency of Los Angeles for bringing us this show as well. And I'd like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org, where you can take a blanket, a sheet, a towel, or even a washcloth that you're not going to use and take it to an animal shelter and let a dog or a cat or whatever be comfortable while it's waiting to be adopted. That's a blessed thing. I believe everybody should at least remember or try to. I'd like to mention SavingCanineLivesPlus.org. My friends Bobby Kimball and Jasmine, they're in the greater Los Angeles area working to make our animal friends a lot more comfortable and get them out of harm's way, and I appreciate them for that. And I'd also like to thank God for the opportunity of speaking with these wonderful ladies today and spreading the word of their music and their endeavors to the world via the internet. And I'm Steve Martin, your host. Until next time, enjoy the music.